Hello, this is Brother Denny. Welcome to Charity Ministries. Our desire is that your life would be blessed and changed by these messages. These messages are copyrighted and are not to be bought or sold. You are welcome to make copies for free distribution to your friends and neighbors. If you would like additional sermons, please go to our website for a complete list at www.charityministries.org. If you would like a catalog of other sermons, please call 1-800-227-7902 or write to Charity Ministries, 400 West Main Street, Suite 1, Ephrata, PA, 17522. These messages are offered to all without charge by the free will offerings of God's people. A special thank you to all who support this ministry. Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Brother Denny. We, the Keniston family, want to welcome you into a little family time that we're going to have here. In our church, we have a family verses and song sharing time in the middle of our service. It's a time of ministry to the rest of the church when families can get involved. So we're going to be sharing some of those with you. We're also very grateful that our son Daniel and his wife Christy and their children are home from Africa. So they're going to help us in some of the singing, and maybe even we can get Abigail to say a few words. At this time in our life, we have 5 children that are at home yet. Samuel is 21. Hannah is 16, Esther is 14, Joshua is 11, and David is 8. And Mama and Papa, we're getting older. We hope you'll enjoy listening as we share. Our first set of selections we're going to do on the quiet time. We've learned through good lessons and bad ones that the quiet time is very important, and it is the strength of the Christian life. So in this session, we want to emphasize that point through poems and songs.
Psalms 119, verses 9 through 16.
Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips shall I declare all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy way. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word.
Before I start each day, there is a special place I love to go alone and seek my Savior's face. I find wisdom in His word to instruct me in His will, and I hear His gentle voice say, my child, be still.
My quiet time alone gives me power to obey. My quiet time alone with God each day.
of the day. He's always there, I know, but I need that special time when I bow before His throne, just to read His word and talk with my Lord alone.
My quiet time alone gives me power to obey. My quiet time alone with God each day. I talk to Him in prayer. Every day He meets me there. My quiet time alone. The quiet time when sin and Jesus speak. Those special hallowed moments when the earth and heaven meet, preparing for the day ahead. I feast upon the living. My soul's restored, my heart's renewed in the quiet time. The quiet time, the quiet time, the Spirit's voice I hear, communing with my blessed Lord, His Lord.
I met God in the morning when my day was at its best, and His presence came like sunrise, like a glory in my breast. All day long the presence lingered, all day long He stayed with me, and we sailed with perfect calmness o'er a very troubled sea. Other ships were blown and battered, other ships were sore distressed, but the winds that seemed to drive them brought to us a peace and rest. Then I thought of other mornings, with a keen remorse of mind, when I too had loosed the moorings, with the presence left behind. So I think I know the secret, learned from many a troubled way. You must seek God in the morning, if you want Him through the day.
Jeremiah 24:7.
And I will give them an heart to know me, that I am the Lord. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall be unto me with their whole heart. I will give them an heart to know me. I will give them an heart to know. I will give them an heart to know that I am the Lord. And I will give them an heart to know me,
to know me,
that I am the Lord,
I am the Lord,
and they shall be my.
From the time we children were quite small, we have really enjoyed singing scripture songs. Today we'd like to sing a few on the subject of the home.
Psalm 127. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate.
Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late,
to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep.
Lo, children are in heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb.
Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of bands.
They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate.
Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved.
Deuteronomy 11, verses 18 through 20. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes, and ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them, when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates.
Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes,
and ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them,
when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. When thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house, and upon thy gates.
And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them,
when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. When thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. When thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. When thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up.
Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. For this is right. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. For this is right.
Honor thy father and
is the first commandment with promise that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, for this is right.
In this next portion of verses and songs, we would like to share our burden for revival. We know, and you all know, that we need revival in this land we live in. If God doesn't send revival, our homes will never be what they need to be. So we want to just dedicate this little section to the subject of revival.
O Lord, we labor in a day when men of faith are few. Now just a remnant watch and pray. Again we beg, endue thy church with apostolic power for true revival in this hour. Have we the holy channel blocked with unbelief and sin? Have we not asked and sought and knocked to bring the glory in? How is now thy spirit grieved that he withholds the shower that would revival tide bring in and Pentecostal power? Is thy blessed holy word unread? Have we but ceased to pray? Have carnal longings in our heart brought spiritual decay? Come, thou great physician, come and circumcise the heart. Fleshly impediments remove, and all thy might impart. So let the beauty of the Lord on Christians be outpoured, that we forget our ministry and glorify the Lord. We hate the boasting flesh, which often claims thy name. Descend, O Holy Ghost, descend with all thy purging flame.
Lord, we are hungry for blessings. This is in tune with thy word. Now, as our need we're confessing, give us new hearts, cleansed and stirred. Great is the need of our nation. Great is the need of this hour. Lord, we abhor our stagnation. Answer with Holy Ghost power. Look on our great desperation. Hold back thy judgment, we pray. Move through the length of our nation. Open the windows today. Lord, fill the church with thy spirit. Lord, save our country, we pray. Quicken our love and our zeal. Send us revival today.
Of self I am weary, my sin I abhor. I long to be holy and pure to the core. Oh, why do I labor on husks to be fed, or spend my poor money for what is not bread? Thy church, O my Savior, thy body and bride, the saints thou hast ransomed, for whom thou hast died. How cold are we growing in service and prayer. Our love needs rekindling, our altars repair. The world in its sorrow, the world needeth thee. Revive thy disciples, begin it with me, and do us with boldness thy grace to proclaim. O help us with power to speak in thy name. Thy glorious coming, we long for the day. But are we preparing a holy highway? Our hand seemeth weakened and feeble the knee. O send a revival, begin it with me.
The land that once looked Godward is slowly turning from his way as we choose to go the route of compromise. The absolutes and principles that were part of yesterday are disappearing right before our eyes. Things once a violation of convictions we hold dear succumb to pressures felt on every hand. We once knew what we stood for, but now it's not so clear. Oh God, what's happening to our land? The heartbeat of our nation was once the family, as parents taught their children right from wrong. They taught a godly reverence, they taught morality, but now respect and fear of God have gone. As fathers seek their fortunes and mothers plan careers, they wonder why their children won't obey. And we've been told as parents to raise a godly seed. O Lord, have mercy on our homes, we pray. God planned that through the family His glory might be seen. He's called us to reflect His love and care. As a father guards his children, as a nursing mother loves, so it is within our families we're to share. But how far we have departed from the way it should have been, as Christian families break up every day. We're passing to our children standards that are not of Him. Why can't we see how far we've turned away?
And God says, come back to me.
Lord, I've been too busy. I've been pushing you aside. And I've let the cares of daily life put out the fire that once burned bright. I see how small my world's been, with no room for others' needs. But Lord, it's my desire to do your will and go where your Spirit leads. Pour your Spirit through me so I can make you known. Remove all traces of my will and fill me with your own, to bring your light to those in darkness. This is my heart's desire. So use my life as kindling to set the world on fire. As I look around me, hurting people everywhere, who are searching for the answers to the problems and the load they bear. Their hearts are full of darkness, searching for the faintest glow. So with your guidance, Lord, I'll bring them to the God that they can know. Pour your Spirit through me so I can make you known. Remove all traces of my will and fill me with your own, to bring your light to those in darkness. This is my heart's desire. So use my life as kindling to set the world on fire. So
this is Daniel. I'm home with my family on furlough from the mission field where we are serving, and we're glad to be here to join in with these families, verses, and songs. Three of us, oldest children, are serving on various foreign mission fields, and that came about because we grew up in a very mission-minded home, reading missionary stories, singing missionary songs, and just overall having a burden put in our hearts for those across the seas who've never heard the gospel. This next section that we're going to share is on the subject of missions. But before we get into that, I would like to introduce my oldest daughter, Abigail.
Abigail is 2.5 years old. Abigail, how much do you love Papa?
Way too much.
How much?
Way too much.
Way too much. Abigail, do you love Jesus?
Yes, I love Jesus.
I'm so glad. Abby, what makes you so sweet?
Jesus.
Jesus. That's so wonderful, Abigail. Abby, do we love the Bible?
Yes.
I love the Bible.
I love the Bible.
I'm so glad. Say, I love you, Grandpa.
I love you, Grandpa.
That's good. That's
good. Yeah, Grandma. God bless you.
Abby, what's your little brother's name?
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. Do you love him?
Mm-hmm.
How much do you love Nathaniel?
Like so much.
Oh, that's wonderful. Abby, can you say, hi, all the people.
Hi, all the people.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Go, go, go and tell the gospel. Go, go, go and tell God's word. Go, go, go and tell the gospel to those who've never heard. Take the gospel to the people in Australia. Kenya, Liechtenstein, and Mali need it too. Costa Rica, Libya, Cuba, and Malaysia need the news, for God proclaims His word through you. Go, go, go and tell the gospel. Go, go, go and tell God's word. Go, go, go and tell the gospel to those who've never heard. Take an airplane to the children in Moldova. Ride a yak up on the mountains of Tibet. Take a dugout up the river of the Congo. Keep on going, spread the gospel even yet. Go, go, go and tell the gospel. Go, go, go and tell God's word. Go, go, go and tell the gospel to those who've never heard.
A cry is ever sounding upon the burdened ear, a cry of pain and anguish, a cry of woe and fear. It is the voice of millions who grope in heathen night. It is the cry of Jesus to rise and send them light. With every pulse's beating, another soul is gone, with all its guilt and sorrow, to stand before the throne and learn with awe and wonder the story of that grace which God to us had trusted for all our fallen race. Oh, how the Master's bosom must swell with love and pain, as evermore they meet Him, that sad and ceaseless train. And when He holds us guilty for all our brother's blood, what answer can we offer before the throne of God?
Lord, I give my life to You. Take control each day. I will follow anywhere, near or far away. Here am I, Lord, send me. Here am I, Lord, send me. I will serve You faithfully. Here am I, Lord, send me. Let me see
I will serve you faithfully. Here am I, Lord, send me.
Without excuse, when you think of all the people that we have upon this earth who have never heard the gospel of the Savior or his birth, kind of makes you stop and wonder how a thing like that could be. When we've got so many Christians, boy, it sure does puzzle me. Well, we may have had excuses in the days of long ago, when the people had no money and when travel was so slow. But today, with jets to take us, and when money is so free, seems we've either lost the vision or it's just complacency. Take the time and all the money that is spent to preach the word to the same old crowd of sinners who 1,000 times have heard, while the lost in heathen darkness who suffer, rave, and rant still have never heard the gospel, and to idols pray and chant. We may do a lot of talking how we love and serve the Lord and how much we love the sinner who has never heard the word. Now we may have good intentions, yet the truth we can't deny. While we live in need of nothing, those without the Lord still die.
Make me a servant like you, dear Lord, living for others each day. Humble and meek, helping the weak, loving in all that I say.
Give me, Lord, a servant's heart. Here's my life, take every part. Give me, Lord, a servant's heart. Help me draw so close to you that your love comes shining through. Give me, Lord, a servant's heart. Give me, Lord, a servant's heart.
Make me a witness like you, dear Lord, showing the love of the cross, sharing your word till all have heard, serving whatever the cost.
Give me, Lord, a servant's heart. Here's my life, take every part. Give me, Lord, a servant's heart. Help me so close to you that your love comes shining through. Give me, Lord, a servant's heart. Give me, Lord, a servant's heart.
My soul is not at rest within, my heart for action calls. For I have seen the chains of sin have shuddered at its galls. The vows of God upon my life constrain all strength and nerve. His call has pierced me as a knife. Him only will I serve. The voice of loved ones, freedom, fame have all grown strangely dim. My heart's desires now inflame to fully follow him. He was a man of sorrows, grief, his footsteps now I trace. Dare I search out selfish relief while he has run the race? But no, I too shall fight the fight which he has planned for me. No matter what the cost of right, e'en this my cause shall be. To tell of all his wondrous love, salvation's call so free, and point souls to my Lord above, who's done so much for me. You think it as a sacrifice to leave this secure land, forsaking comforts, oh so nice, and houses which are grand. But I am thinking of my Lord, who left his deity. Upon the ground his blood was poured, purchased salvation free. So someday in a far-off land, my dying eyes I'll lift to gaze on Afric's burning sand, my life lay down, a gift. Then when on heaven's golden shore the natives sing his praise, my heart with joy shall swell yet more, and their thanksgiving raise.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send?
Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling.
I will give.
Years ago, we as a family came across this song on the subject of servanthood and greatly appreciated it. And Papa felt like we needed to have a poem to go along with it. So Rebecca got that assignment, and the poem in this series was written by her.
I will serve thee because I love thee. You have given life to me. I was nothing before you found me. You have given life to me. Heartaches, broken pieces, ruined lives are why you died on Calvary. Your touch is what I long for. You have given life to me.
A slave I stood with heavy heart, bound fast by chains of sin. Today, upon the auction block, my sale would soon begin. I pondered back with deep regret. How had I gotten here? How had I come to sell my life and all that I held dear? Then I recalled that evil one. So nice at first he seemed. He promised great and rich rewards, the freedom I had dreamed. But as I yielded to his scheme, somehow my bondage grew, until I sold him my whole life. The fault was mine, I knew. Oh, how I long now to be free. Why had I given in? To look ahead, nothing was left but bondage, guilt, and sin.
I turned my eyes to gaze upon the bidders now below. They looked at me with evil greed, their hating eyes aglow. Each one had shackles large and strong to place upon my hands. Their voices loud discussed my fate. Each one had high demands. The evil one began my sale. My soul was valued high, for each one had their plans for me. All wanted me to die. Pride, anger, immorality, each master gave his price, and yet the bidding higher rose within the devil's vice. At last I heard a voice so kind call out above the din, offering his life instead of mine to pay the price of sin. No other one could pay so high. The price of blood was best. The devil frowned and grumbled, "Sold!" The crowd yelled in protest. They bound the one who said he'd give his life, my own to save. They crucified the Son of God, then laid him in the grave. I saw him die with aching heart, for he had done no wrong. My sin had hung him on that tree, killed by a wicked throng. Then as I wept, he came to me with loving face aglow, and as I looked, my heart reached out this risen Lord to know. My chains fell off, and I was free. He looked at me with love. "Now go and sin no more," he said, voice gentle as a dove. "Oh no, my Lord, I give myself. I never will go free, for you have paid with your own blood the price for worthless me. Please take me to your door this day, your holiness to view, and pierce my ear with your own hand, my thirsty soul endue. Yes, place thy chain upon my neck, for I am not my own, but rather thy bond slave of love, forever thine alone."
If thou buy an Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. And if the servant shall plainly say, "I love my master," I will not go out free. Then his master shall bring him unto the doorpost, and shall bore his ear through with an awl. And he shall serve him forever. Put away the gods which your fathers served. And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.